Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simurat Gimel, talks about the halacha of Shi'ah and Chazara, of keeping it on open flame or returning it to the flame on Shabbos. Siv Gimel, the middle of Daf, Chav Gimel and Aleph. Hamashkim Babayik, if someone gets up in the morning, Rosh, Gidichat of Shiloi, he sees that his food is getting burnt, and he's afraid that it's going to get burnt more. So Yachol Lahasira Lahasir, he could remove it. He could now, he sees the chant is, or whatever it is, that is getting burnt. So he could remove the pot. He could place an old, empty pot on the stove. And then he could put the pot that the food's inside of it on top of the empty pot. These are, he should be careful, that he shouldn't put his pot on the ground. As we spoke about, that you have to, can't release it. Shtir resachas, and it should still be hot. Says Ramok, when his boss really explains, the customer is to be lenient, after the son of Gabikarka, even if it was placed on the ground. Says Mishmur Sibkot 9 test. So what's this idea of, you know, you don't want to keep it on the fire straight anymore, because it's going to get, you want it to stay warm, but you don't want it to get burnt. So you take this Yishana, old pot, because of a Chadasha Aser, a new pot would be forbidden, brand new, the Mislabana De'achem, because it gets whitened through the heat, and that's a kli gemurah. These it actually makes it into like a full-fledged vessel through that. Now, b'kdeir shalonu, says mishmur, our pot, shikvan nigma tikkun v'siyasim b'tanah shal yitzim, where it's already really totally finished in the oven of the creators. Efshar sheshalakum b'makom tchak, maybe it could be lenient in the present situation because it's not really considered as gemar as finishing a vessel for us. Shartin ois ein bei says it's from the Tosafos Shabbos and says this is the root dafka makom tchak. Because the Yeshayim that's mentioned over there, and specifically when we're talking about a stringent thing like Shabbos, he says, look at Prima Gadim, so he says, whatever, in a pressing situation. Siv cut and pay, and the pot should be reconned, it's empty, because the Miyiba Tapshal, if that lower pot has a food item, then you're obviously not put on the stove initially on Shabbos because of that food itself. Siv cut and pay Aleph, and you put it Alpi Hakira on the opening of the stove. Now double kiru kugrufu k'tuma. Putting that empty pot makes it like a blech, like as if it's covered over the coals. So the gedera is up is peyakira because the pot covers over, it closes up the opening of the stove. We mele motachkech lasam ala gedera shetavsh b'techa. So by default, now you're allowed to put on top of it the pot that the food is inside of it. Like we mentioned before, the chazar al gabe kugrufu k'tuma mutter to do chazar if you have all the other conditions. If there's a blech, you're allowed to put it back on. Well, if he's according to this, what then something is again, but tanurim shalonu. So to our tanurim, not kira, but tanur, k'she'esh b'techa, when the fire's inside of it, gam k'char leads in the mala, agabim aziva, shalat tanur. It's also permitted to put on top, on the plaster. Yeah. Well, I'm saying you're doing chazar, it was on the fire. Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's and then he's saying that's not a problem, and that will allow you to do chazar, because you're not going to come to be mechata when you put it back on because you see this something covering it. Kivish is even mafsik b'negedir v'neish because the plaster is separating between the pot and the fire, so therefore, that would permit you. And v'hadin kishnois l'mtecha kochlin shabatana. Same thing is, there's a type of like warming oven that had on top of it or on the thickness of its walls a receptacle that would be permitted also in those kachlin that were there in the tanur. Oh, but really, so in the marilis, but the tzokla apsik shamal maziva. No, it's not enough just to have the maziva, these layer of plasters. You have to have something separating there on that maziva, beiza eitz daf, some type of a wood or a board like kira, as a sign, as a recognition, and then miyosmak der laha, and then you put the pot on top of that. Chemash b'sefer simen b'ramah. That sounds like at the end of the simen from Ramah, which, as the Shartzinois Ein Hey says, if you put a board or wood, that it shows you don't want so much in the excess heat. So then you're not going to be coming chat in the fire that's beneath it to warm up the tanner, obviously. Says Mishmur for the Vayim Magen Avram, Slav Simrishon Tis B'din Shiva Tmana. She had the Gam Kibgan Maril. He also quotes like the Maril, And Mashma Sham, it sounds like from over there, the idea heker the Ramavsik, but that by a sign of something that's in the way, actually then you don't have to have just Chazara then. It actually is permitted even to go ahead and even put on initially on Shabbos. Over there. This obviously is only talking about if the food is still hot, that it wasn't cooled off yet. If not, then we'd have a problem with Bishel. If it could get heat up, that's going to be Yad Saladis Boy, then you'd have its own problem. Forget about the halacha of Chazar / the scene in the Ketchila. Sivka and Pei Beis. And that you should be careful, not to put it onto the ground. Obviously, like we mentioned before, halach is a chazara. So if cut and pay gimel vish to yirisachas, it should be hot. I'm a little bit mishpulsa cut. No doubt, the nagel hakel that the cousin was to lean in imlan silan legamri if it wasn't totally cooled down. And like Rama said, also even possibly if it was put onto the ground. So if doubt, yesh limchis, you should protest biyad anoigim and those who have the custom hot midbay yoyim to insulate from when it's still Erev Shabbos, kumkum shalayim chamin, a thermos of a bottle of warm water, v'noisim oisam l'toicha gedera, as the Ketim Gemara says, and they put into the pot for Shabbos and Shabbos, shetav shem stomach when the food is getting ois kikach, it's getting cooked out. So it's Ramav, ayin l'kamon, simishin yudches. Said Mr. Brewer, sivkot and peidal, anoigim, Hotman, one should protest, and those who have the custom to insulate. But what it means to say is like this: they prepare from before Shabbos hot water. Maybe they're going to have to pour it into the food that's going to need some hot water on Shabbos. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. The pin of Shulchan Aruch is you have to protest. The problem sometimes echad yad tzlatz boy. One of the items is the temperature of yad tzlatz boy, but shein in yad tzlatz boy. The other one's not that hot. When you're pouring one to other. They're going to be cooking one with the other because one's yad tzlatz, one's not. Look at the chum that they write. Our custom is like the paisim legamri if it's not totally cooled down. I feel like even my liquid, there's no problem by bishul. If that's the case, but even if one of them is not yad tzlatz, it is going to get warmed up by the mixture of the other one. Sure, that's also been made. This is every person. Every day, they put into the pot kidneys, beans, they pour in it from a first vessel a gravy of meat. Since the beans are in a secondary vessel, the irihum eklirishin, the pouring is from a first vessel, which the Sharatin says that even though the beans is a double yabish, it's a dry thing, and that everyone holds, there's no bishlach bishl, even if it's totally cooled down. However, Al-Pirayv, he says there is a little bit of a juice by the beans also, says the Pirayv Kadam. Says the Ketintam Adbeiz, Havalei Bishel, so then it should be a problem because you're pouring from a Kli Rishon. El Al-Kach, obviously, the Kibishon is on the Gamri, since whatever juice is there in the beans, in the Kli Sheni, since it didn't totally cool down yet, L'Shach Bei Bishel, so that's not a problem, Bishel, like we're proving. So Be'ev Shishol, Zay Kibne Ramo, B'Mashach Kosov, so maybe this is what Ramo has in mind when he writes, V'ayin L'Kaman B'Sim Mishon Yudches. I know that is what he's referring to, is the inlachim bada, but not to be strict regarding this. Because we're leaning regarding bishul, that it's not a problem as long as it's still warm. From his conclusion, right, although we're not going to say like the Shulchan Aruch to protest for those who are lenient, better to have the custom shalei loris or iskim in the Kli Rishon, not to pour from the hot one, from the Kli Rishon, like ora al mashavatechei, to the plate on what's inside of it, ki mekaf, only with a spoon to make another Kli, that it's coming from a Kli Shein, not from a Kli Rishon. Which Sharatzin Ais Ayin Tes says, we see this from Magen Avraham, from his idea that he gives at the end, to put the beans into the gravy that's in the plate, and not the other way around. And that is that the way with beans is to put it through a spoon, like Magen Avraham writes, Shein Yudches, Sivkot Mem Dalad. So you see that he's concerned about this from a Kli Rishon. Also Magen Avraham writes, not to mix it with a spoon. So I didn't quote that, where they could do it's passing in Tazman Achain, they don't be careful regarding this. It's just more of a hachaki yaseira. Says Mr. Further, the kidney is imamarak, shabakar and stalagami. Now, if the beans with the juice in the plate got totally cooled off, this is something that could definitely happen. because the Shartzi in those places without Jews, there wouldn't be a problem of Bishl, just the beans. If it gets totally cooled off, like we said, says the Magen Avraham. But if there's some Jews and it got totally cooled off, Bavad Yish Medina Lazar. So someone has to be careful. You shouldn't take from a pot that you had on the cholent to pour straight out of the crock pot onto the beans that you have, let's say your old cholent, kima de kaf, only with a spoon, because that's going to be taking something that's Yatzalad Spoon, something that's not Yatzalad Spoon, and this gravy, and that would definitely be a problem.
To be aloha in Divrei Maaschil Reikonis, that you could, you see the food is burning, you could take it off, put an empty pot on the stove. So he says, if the pot is big, that it closes up the whole mouth of the stove, that's forbidden, because through that, it's actually going to extinguish the heat of the fire in the kira, and that's going to be a problem about machaba. So you definitely cannot do that. You have to be careful not to put the pot in the meantime on the ground. If you put it on the ground, so then it's not considered chazar anymore when you want to put it back on afterwards. And it's like initial hanocha, a placement where it's forbidden, even on a kira that's good for getumah. And even Ramo would agree that placing on Shabbos like a tchila is aser. So Chayyim the Mechaber contradicts himself, because later on says, hey, he quotes halacha, the words of the Rashba, that it's permitted l'ketchila to do nesina on Shabbos, even if the lower pot is on the fire, because it's mafsik, and you're putting the pot on top of that, and it's not derech bishul like that, and it's better than kiru gufa ketumah, and it's like putting it opposite of madura, opposite of fire, which is permitted even on Shabbos, if it was fully cooked. Look on later on Simchon the Chesed of Tesvav and the Ramah specifics of this halacha. So he says, I found in Dogma Rav and Nagbihud that he's pressed on this, and he writes, maybe Mechaber relies himself on the Svar of the Ran, that since Pandish is not normal to bake on the Kira, so you can lean regarding this. Look over there, it's a big doichik, because Mechaber does not hold that all the sheet is around the Dina. So afterwards, I found the Prima Gadim that is Meyash with this question very well. He says, Sifhei, that's talking about, we're standing on top of a pot, something hot or a dish. That's not considered at all. That it's like omer agabe kira. They're permitted even like a tchil to put on Shabbos, which is not the case over here. With the empty pot is standing there only to seal off the heat of the kira, that it shouldn't be so hot. The kira becomes through that only like a regular gufa ketuma. It's not considered like not derech bishul. It's just like a gufa ketuma, like putting a blech. That's forbidden to put on Shabbos a tafshel like a tchil. And the truth is, if it was there from before Shabbos, a pot that had a dish, it'd be permitted to put on that. Look, according to everyone, this pot even on Shabbos like itchilah, because again, that's not the normal way of cooking. That's not a problem of an nesin like itchilah. Some of the deer shoes, dish number 90. Regarding Pyrex, which is made from like a type of a glass, in Rizkirel it says it has a lacha like old earthenware vessel. Because since it was already solidified, whatever needed when it was made, so it doesn't get heat up, it doesn't get strengthened by the heat, and therefore that would not be a problem of this halacha that we said you shouldn't use a new pot as the barrier. Dish number 91, that the problem was a new one because it gets whitened through the heat. Now, this study doesn't mention that you shouldn't do this with a metal pot, like he says forbidden later on in Simri Shai and Zion, to turn over a metal plate on a candle, because when the metal gets heated up, this is about maver. Rabbi Yashua explains that specifically when you're turning over a plate on a candle, you have to be concerned that maybe the metal is going to get red hot because the flame is very big and it's right close to the plate, which is not the case by an empty pot that's put on top of a kira, where the bottom of the pot is very far away from the coals. Therefore, there's no concern that it's going to come red hot. That's the written Shabbos Gemara that's permitted to put on Shabbos a blech on the fire, if it's not going to get white hot from that. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes, and Ravaz Chaznish writes, that's forbidden to place metal on fire, even if it's not going to get red through this, only if it gets hot, like the Shir Yatzaled is by. That even though you're not chayv b'kod mevashel, until the metal becomes coals, still Isra Rabban even before that, it's possible the Isra Menatariah, it's biblical because like a chatzis shir. He adds on that Shulchan Aruch permits to put a pot on top of the kira, specifically out of earthenware. When there's a dish inside of it, so then he writes that the fire doesn't really do so much to the pot and cause it to melt, and therefore permitted to put it back on the opening of the kira. Dish number 92, Okay, Halacha later in Simrishon Ches writes that if you left it from before Shabbos, a vessel with a dish, with a food on top of a pot that's placed on the fire, that's considered like a shehiyah on a cure that's not good for ketumah. So that's the aura of the Shrein Halachas. Dish number 93, Chaznish writes that the reason for the heter of an empty pot is because through this, it's considered really when you're returning it, the pot, as if you're doing smicha, and it's even better than that. And that's it writes Targus Mordechai, which is the source of the locha, like a lashon of garva katam. That's just like a smach ba'alma, but really it's even better than that. Dish number 94. So the Mishnah Berurah wrote that the male is permitted afterwards to put on it a pot that has the food inside of it. Now, however, to put a pot with food inside an empty pot, Chaznish writes that's forbidden because since the thickness of the bottom of the empty pot is only like a covering that's placed on the kira, which explains by Allah and Sefal of the Maslalitain, that's not considered a guru for ketuma, which is not the case when you have the airspace of the empty pot, which has a recognizable difference, and it also minimizes the heat in a recognizable amount. He adds, for this reason, a blech, he holds, is not helped to be a metal plate, to be a hefsik, because it's similar to the covering of the bottom of the pot, and it's even worse than that. However, if the blech has a boundary on the surrounding it, and you put it where its airspace is facing upwards, Chaznish, bring its perfect name in Chaznish, that's considered like an empty pot, and then it's permitted to put the pot on top of that. Another in Shubhazik is Moshe writes that the meaning is to put a metal blech on the fire and consider it as ketuma, and it's not similar to covering with a pot that's not considered as ketuma, because that's normal to cook on top of it, so there's no hacker at all. Which is not the case with a blech, because it's not normal to put it there, so there's a hacker. That's written in Shubhazik Levin. He adds on that the kira of our times, pasha, that for sure you can be makel, since the covering of the fire that's open on our gas ranges is only a chumra, because you can't really be mechat in the fire itself, but still it requires over there to do some type of hekka with the knobs. We spoke about this in Sukkot Yodal. Now, covering with thin aluminum foil, Sefer Shalom writes that it's not effective to make the kira like gufa ketuma, only if you double it over many times and does not get burnt from the fire. So to cover with asbestos, which the norm is to cook on top of it also during the weekday. For example, let's say when you're cooking things that you don't want this to get burned from the too much heat. But the Mishnah is that's not considered as ketumah, because since you cook like that normally during the weekday, it's not really a recognizable sign. Now, to place a small metal blech, which only covers one flame, Pinras Kerel, it's l'chayra, it's considered as ketumah, even according to the Chaznish. Because only when you cover with the blech a large area, and you spread out the heat in a large area, so that's not considered as a recognizable difference, because it's actually the norm to do that when you have to heat up a large area, which is not the case in such a situation, which does not help to spread out the heat. It's not normal to cook like that. Even the Chaznish would agree says from this Karel, that would be okay. Dish 95, regarding increasing the heat after you already put the blech on, Pinim Shlom Azaman is possible. It's good to be stringent not to do that, because if that's the case, it's not considered as ketumah. It's considered like just covering with a pot, because you're obviously revealing your intention that you do intend to be mechater to increase the heat. But he asks, according to this, why is not mentioned in the Paiskim not to increase the heat after you put the pot on the maziva? According to those who hold that the reason of the hetav maziva is because it's considered like a hetav ketumah, like it sounds like in the mashmos of the words of Mishnah Berurah. Apparently, Yashiv is that even a minimum ketima, for example, like scattering a little of ashes on the coals, is nullified by increasing the heat of the fire. Because this ketima, you're revealing your intention that you don't want to be mechatin in the coals. So when you increase the fire, so be mevat like gilodas. However, by a large, that's by a small ketima. They just did a little ashes on it. But by a large ketima, for example, let's say you scattered a lot of ashes on the coals, then you don't have to be particular about that, because the idea of this ketima is that that's a metzias of the ketima. Even after you increase the fire, you still have the hacker, because you're not putting a pot on the coals in such a situation. And even the ketima through a maziba, like some type of a layer of plaster, or by placing a blech is a large ketima, and therefore you don't have to be stringent regarding this, not to increase the fire after that. However, he writes, this is all b'makom etchak in present situation, but like ketchila, one should be careful not to increase the fire after you put the blech on. If he did, then you should lift up the blech and put it back down. However, if someone else increased the flame, Shlomo Zalman writes, you don't have to remove the blech and put it back anew. To minimize the fire, after you place the plaster or the blech, depending on Shlomo Zalman, is possible that actually would nullify the ketima, because since you're involved with the fire after you did the ketima. However, to extinguish the excess flame, his opinion is that for sure that's mutter, and there's no problem about being about the ketima. Edition 96, explaining a halacha, he says from the base mayor that covering the fire without making a hecker is similar to covering the kira, which is not considered as grufa ketuma, as brought in the halacha in Sef Aleph. Explaining the Magen Avraham that permits to put a pot on the maziv itself, Chaznish writes that putting a pot on the tanner, which is not normal to cook on it, and has a little heat, and use it only to maintain heat, that's considered like placing a pot opposite the madura, or on top of a mechem that's on the fire, or like smicha, that's not similar to the kisa of the kira, which the heat goes through there, and is normal to cook over there. But the Chaznish writes that putting on top of a tanner is not considered as smicha, because the derech is that the heat does burst through the top, and it's only when you put it near the pot from the side, then it's considered as smicha. Edition 97, he quotes what the Mishnah Berurah is referencing. Which he said that that it sounds like from the Magen Avraham that through a hecker of something that's mafsik is permitted even like a tchila on Shabbos, because there he writes that it's permitted to put something cold that does not have gravy, so there's no problem bishul, on the wood or on the board that was placed as a hecker, even though he's putting like a cold food as considered like hanach l'ketchila, as brought in the Magen Avraham later on. And that's what he writes in Kol de Milsa, that if you put a brick or something else on the oven as a havsik, and then you put on the pot, that's going to be permitted. Edition number 98, this is look at the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Egg over there. There he asked that since the reason the heter to put on top of the plaster that's on the oven is because that through that, the town is considered like Gar for Katim, so how is it permitted to put on the Ketchila? But Anach Ketchila was not permitted even by Gar for Katim. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Egg discusses over there. Issue number 99. In fact, Mishnah Berurah is talking about over here the conditions of Chazara. Even though he didn't take the food from the Kira to eat it, Miskarelis proves, not like Remei Simcha and Ar Samech and Hakdam Hechel Shabbos that writes, that it wasn't said the Lachas of Chazara only when you took the pot to eat from it what is inside of it. Because in this situation, the original Shia is finished, which is not the case if you take the pot from the Kira, which has a small amount of heat, to remove it to a cure that has more heat, well then you're allowed to transfer it even if you put it on the ground, because not tchil shia. Obviously from here you see not like that, because here's intention to remove it was not to eat it. Tradition number 101, where we said that it's going to get heated by the mixture, it's also permitted. And also to pour into a pot that's on the kira, on the stove, it says right in the Midrash, but it's permitted. Chaznish explains that's by here that's good for ketuma, because if not, you wouldn't be able to mix inside a pot that's on of it because it's a chazar. He adds on that also by kira that's good for ketuma, you shouldn't do this only if the water was placed on the kira or near it in the place where it was yatzaledis, which is not the case if, let's say, it was placed in a place where it was not yatzaledis, even if the hot liquid is the shir yatzaledis boy from the bishul. They're not considered like as if you're doing shia on the kira. That's the case. When you pour inside of the kedera, there's going to be a problem about shia in the beginning. Or the opinion of Yashiv is that if the pot was placed on the kira, you have to be careful not to pour the water with a strong pour that causes for the food to mix. Because the opinion of the Kabbalah, the Burnaby says, and the Sinshin Nechas, that's the problem about megas, about mixing. He adds on the ketchil, if it's possible, once you remove the pot from the kira and mix inside of it when it's still in his hand, or you should move it on the blech, not opposite the fire. And in such a situation, you consider it as it's not on the fire regarding the chum of the kolboy. However, it's still considered as on the fire regarding the issa of chazar, that it wouldn't be a problem. Edition number 103. the halacha had said that primogodim is miyash, they said in sevhei, that's like it's not like as if it's on the kira at all. Explained that the chaznesh adds on that since the lower pot is full, so it swallows the heat of the kira, and there but the upper pot is not really heated from the kira, only from the heat of the lower pot. And there, it's not like you're on the cure with a group of tumah. It's like you're not even on it at all, and therefore it's permitted.